Dirty Bird Podcast contains foul language and is not appropriate for young fledglings. Listener discretion is advised. Our intro music is brought to you by Ricky Pistone, aka Dick Piston. And our outro music is brought to you by the Sidewalk Slammers. Check them out wherever you get your music.
Are you looking for a podcast today? With ornithology and humor you crave. Well, I know all these guys and it's birds they like. It's Dirty Bird. Yeah, they're just a couple guys who really like birds. It's Dirty Bird. Yeah, they're pretty dirty, but they really like birds.
Hey y'all, thanks for joining me. This is part two with me talking all about pigeons. But before I launch into it, I have another 50th episode tribute from a very special Dirty Bird podcast fan, Henson. Here we go.
Hey, Dr. John, it's Henson from the Puffin episode. Congrats on your episode 50 of Dirty Bird. At the time of my shout out, my partner was only my girlfriend, but I want you to know that she's now my fiance. So that's cool. I've been listening to your podcast since June of 2021, with my first episode being the What's in Your Birdseed. And I've listened to every episode since. Also, thanks for putting out the episodes. We know how busy working in the medical field is, so we really appreciate the time that you put aside for us birders. And keep those jokes coming, man. I love that you laugh to yourself in the recording, and I want you to know that I chuckle too when I listen to it, so you are not laughing alone. Again, thanks, man, and congrats. Woo!
Henson, thank you so much for that. Congratulations on your engagement. Seems like a lot of people comment on how I laugh to myself, but I guess that's to be expected. All right, well, here we go. Me and Ricky shooting the bird shit about pigeons.
You want to get started?
We're here live at the Dirty Bird.
Live at Dirty Bird Studios in Pocosin, Virginia.
That's right. Our fully untreated room, as you can hear. Super professional. My voice still sounds better than John. Apparently, I don't fucking know.
Cheers. After the snafu last time, where just suddenly while we were recording, everything shut off.
John's really smart, so he just doesn't have any external hard drives. And then he's like, I should get one? I'm like,
well, too late for that.
You're like, yeah, I had those at one point. I'm like, what happened? Like,
it crashed.
Okay, get another one. I don't have to fucking tell you. I have like four.
Well, you know
they do say? That. You gotta have doubles. You gotta have triples. Triples is best. You gotta have
where
triples.
Where does it end? Where
triples it end? And online. Oh my god. Quadruples. Backup. Back it up, baby. Back that backup up on top of me, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. Anyways, yeah. John learned that. So
yeah, maybe. Yeah. So
well, he didn't because there's no external here.
No. But this time we're doing it live. Yeah, Ricky thought Dirty Bird was so important that he drove down from New York.
I lost all my pigeon inspiration to talk about pigeons.
So here we are. Ricky, last time I think we left off, we talked about some different pigeon breeds, about how they navigate.
Yeah.
Yes. You told some stories about you watching pigeons
just the whole
grow and develop.
It's like It's a Wonderful Life, but with pigeons. You know?
It was like that. I'm gonna fly into the moon for ya.
That's exactly what it was like. It was beautiful. Jimmy Stewart the Pigeon got an Oscar. It's great. But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it's near Christmas time, so that's a good reference.
I was watching that last night, too.
You were?
It was very good.
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it in a long time.
It's good. That's like every year for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a reminder that life's good.
Yeah.
It's not all just a fucking pigeon crapshoot.
Every time a pigeon coos, an angel gets their
wings. Because it's a fucking pigeon. They have wings. Oh, man. Pigeons, man.
All right. Oh, I got... So
gross, but so, awesome.
Yeah. Gross, but awesome. Just like you.
They're just... we're just living, man. We're just living with what we got. You know, they're just a product of their environment. Like, what are they going to do? Like, fucking get some Windex and start wiping down the windows and, like...
Well, we talked last time they... We need some pigeon breeds to evolve to fight rats.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're not good at fighting rats. So yeah, let's give it another 100,000.
Yeah.
Another million years. Anywho.
Anywho, talking about fighting, let's talk about how pigeons have been involved in warfare.
Oh, that's right.
We're done. So, yeah, Ricky and I did talk about this on the Lost tape a little bit. But
Is that where we left off?
Yeah, right around here.
Well,
so
shoot, I can tell the story.
So, okay, well, hold on. Let me give an intro.
I'm just kidding.
So since pigeons, you know, homing pigeons, like, you know, basically, like, the fact that they are able to fly super fast, 90 miles an hour, and be able to find their way back from wherever you release them, I mean, this obviously makes them super useful for delivering messages, you know, before there was radio and
Instagram.
Stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I was going to say IM next, but...
AIM.
That dates us as a...
MSN messenger.
Yeah. But, yeah, so pigeon AIM was, you know, for thousands and thousands of years, people were sending messages with pigeons, and of course you can see on the battlefield this was, you know, very, very useful to deliver information about troop movements and stuff like that. And, I mean... you know, this was going on for a long time, like right up until World War One, when, you know, just as radio and telegraph and stuff was in its infancy, people were still using pigeons to deliver messages. And this comes to one of the most famous pigeons ever, Cher Ami. And I told Ricky this story already, so do you want to tell it back?
Yeah. At Battle of Verdun, he flew 12 different messages.
All right, maybe I'll just tell it. So, yeah. So, Cher Ami is, like, the most famous pigeon ever, probably. This is... so, he was flying message missions during the Battle of Verdun, which, like, was a nasty-ass battle.
It's, like, the worst battle.
Yeah.
World War One.
Like, it was, like, the whole... There was not a blade of grass left or a tree or anything. Everything was just torn up by...
It was like a siege, right?
Yeah, so it was a German siege of a French fortress.
City.
Which, yeah, Verdun had like underground like concrete bunkers and like mortars everywhere. So like the Germans
won, right?
I mean,
did they really win? Jesus.
Does
Christ.
Anyone really win?
Does anyone really win World War One? I don't know, man.
But anyway, so he's flying all these missions. He flies 12 missions in total. On the 12th mission, while he's flying his message back, he gets shot through the leg and the breast with a bullet. He still delivers his message. And, you know, thank goodness he does, because he delivers a message from a trapped U.S. battalion that probably would have been destroyed or captured if it hadn't been for him delivering his message. And for that action, he was awarded the French Croix de Guerre, which is basically like the Medal of Honor. And then he retired from service back to Fort Monmouth in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Where he died a few months later.
Because he moved to New Jersey.
Because he was
unrelated to the bullet wounds.
Yeah, they couldn't like send him like to Florida or something, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, that would have been pretty bad too.
Why in Florida?
He gets like influenza immediately.
Well, if you're a pigeon, Florida's probably nice. It's warm.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess there's alligators and snakes.
Yeah, it's really not good for pigeons. You know, they're really like, they just chill.
Where do you think a pigeon, where's a dream pigeon?
New York City, place? Baby. Come on, let's go. Dead ass. Dead ass New York City. Corner store life.
At a bodega.
Yeah, at a bodega. Except those bodega cats will get you pigeons. You know, watch out.
Bodega cats, that's a thing.
Yeah. That's like, honestly, that's like, I don't know if I should say this, but low-key how cats evolved and, like, why they're, like, what's it called? It's like a domestic animal that's independent.
Yeah, humans. Like technically.
So apparently they might have evolved at farms, like big.
They're like symbiotic. They're technically like not they domestic. Started,
it's kind of like, yeah, like you were mentioning this before. They would come and farmers would just,
yeah.
They wouldn't give a shit if they were hanging out because they were just eating all the mice.
Yeah.
And pigeons, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, cats and
then they
and
just
kind
of
yeah.
stuck around.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're like, that's why they're like, fuck you. I'm a cat.
Yeah.
And dogs are like,
wait. Dogs are like, wait, what? What? I love you.
Dogs are like, always with you.
Yeah.
Cats are like,
nah.
Dickheads.
We do our own thing.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Outdoor cats are a vibe, I have to say. But bodega cats, you just like, you're at the bodega getting a BLT, and there's just a fucking cat walks up to you and starts rubbing on your leg. You're like, oh, shit. They keep them around to like, take care of rats.
Yeah.
They're all over the city. There's a bodega cat at the smoke shop near me. I swear to God, they give that cat, like, CBD gummies. And it's like, cats usually just bite me because they just do. But this cat, dude, it's, like, so stoned or something. And it's just like, it rubs on you. Like, it's cool. Anyway, yeah, bodega cats, man.
Bodega cats.
They're great. The only cat is... You want is a bodega cat. That's it. That's all you need. Anyways, sorry about
continuing
that.
Continuing on war pigeons. Why don't we talk about Olga of Kiev?
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so she's the patron saint of Ukraine.
You serious?
Yeah. Yeah. what? and anyway, there's a story about her. Basically, I think her husband got murdered or something, and so she was basically like running the country.
A pigeon?
No, Olga.
Oh,
of Kiev.
I thought Olga of Kiev was a pigeon.
No.
Damn, that's a patron saint.
That's why you gave me that look.
Yeah. It's like, dang, y'all. You gotta pick it up.
No, she's a...
You're like a tiger or something, you know? Like, here's a pigeon. Like,
that's
a pigeon named Olga. Like, what are you doing?
That's why Russia invade the Russian bear versus the
I know,
Ukrainian
right? Like, y'all
pigeon.
Gotta, like, beef up your mascot. You know what I mean? Russian bear.
So anyway, Olga Kiev.
Shirtless bear. Olga of Kiev.
Olga of Kiev. So she was besieging a city called Khorasan. And had besieged it for like a year or something, and the inhabitants were starving, and they asked her if there was anything they could give as tribute, you know, to like end the siege. And she replied, "Send me 3 pigeons from every household." The citizens were puzzled but joyful and gleefully gave up the birds. But then that night, Olga instructed her soldiers to tie cloth with burning embers to the birds and release them. And since pigeons, you know, go back to their roost, the birds flew back to the homes that they had come from in the city and subsequently sent them alight and burned the whole city to the ground.
That's like, that's some like Carthage shit right there. Romans in Carthage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and like, honestly, it's probably not a real story because like this kind of pops up in history, this same story about there's a story about Genghis Khan doing the exact same thing, so it's probably more apocryphal or
I
whatever,
wonder what Genghis Khan was. He a patron saint?
I don't think Genghis Khan is the patron saint
yeah,
of maybe of Mongolia, I guess.
No, just his dad, Kublai Khan. Now he was
no
cool.
Kublai Khan was after Genghis Khan.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Because Marco Polo hung out
with
Kublai
Khan.
Yeah.
Post Genghis. He was just like,
post-Genghis.
He was just swimming in the spoils of Genghis.
Yeah.
Just like, oh yeah, it was easy living. Again, okay, word. Kublai Khan, the patron saint of Genghis Khan. 2.0. Pigeons. We're talking pigeons.
We're talking pigeons.
We're talking Olgas. We're talking Ukraine.
Talking bodega cats.
Bodega cats, all in one. That'll be the intro. The movie.
Yes.
For the show.
Yes. For the Dirty Bird movie.
Yeah.
That's the intro.
Yeah.
I think we got some more pigeon breeds to talk about.
All right. Yeah. We were talking about domestics, fancies.
Yeah. We talked about the fancies. Those are pretty cool.
Just that name. Can't get over it.
Fancy pigeon.
Yeah. Cool. Cool, guys.
And then we talked about the racing homers. So then there's the tumblers and the rollers.
That's right. You were like, yeah, way better being a tumbler.
Rollers are way better than tumblers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, so these are the ones that are like bred to like do little tricks in the air.
They're like the Heelys or like the
fucking tech dudes. Yeah.
Sick.
So tumblers perform somersaults while flying, but they only perform 1 to 2 somersaults. And then rollers basically just, like, do everything else. Like, they do a bunch of somersaults. They do, like, dives and stuff. Like, all kinds of tricks.
Technically, a tumbler can be a roller. They just call them tumblers to devalue the ones that don't really know shit.
I really don't know. Like, maybe tumblers are just less talented rollers.
Or
A breed?
Breed?
Yeah, it's like a type of breed is tumbler.
You can tell from the patch of... fucking whatever
white
the fuck
tail, yeah, like, that it can only do 3 somersaults and not 4.
Yeah, that's like totally like devalued.
Yeah, I was like trying to look up the difference between them and like literally it came down to somersaults.
And then it's just like you're looking up that on Google and it just totally brings you like Tumblr and like Beyblades. Like fuck. And then you're looking up Tumblr, not the Beyblade one. And then Beyblade still comes up. And you're like, God damn it. Is that just me? Sorry.
I think that's just you. Maybe that's just the autofocus. Do you think some of these rollers are probably really expensive? And do you think when they're way up in the sky, they're high rollers? You hate my puns, dude.
It's because you pre-rolled that one. Got him. High rollers. Well, they clearly are the high roller. The tumblers just get...
Yeah, the tumblers suck.
Yeah, fuck you guys. So, hey, learn more tricks.
Yeah. Do another somersault. So, I mean, you know, these breeds, like, obviously people spend a lot of time and money on them and stuff. So they do come into conflict a lot with birds that like to eat pigeons. You know, in the wild, pigeon, like dove species in general, are favorites of falcons especially, and also hawks too.
That's nuts. It's like if like a bigger human ate a smaller human.
What?
Look at them, both birds.
Have you ever
seen make that connection, Dirty Bird?
That's what birds, they're eating other birds? Like,
yeah, dude, falcon's a bird. Yeah. Is it not?
What about
pigeon's
like
a bird, dove's a bird. Eating a fucking pigeon is like really, that's like if a big human ate a little human covered in shit. That's what it'd be like. That's pretty fucked up. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, the feathers and shit just whole. My God.
They pick out the feathers.
Do they? You're right. We do that too. We pick the poop off. We do it.
Like, what little humans are you eating?
I don't know. Like, we, you know, if we weren't the only, you know, land-dwelling mammals, Homo sapiens, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
If we really, if there was a bunch of different species still alive, like, you think we'd just be like, all right, like, we're coming after you. Like,
probably. Do you think humans ate Neanderthals? Or the other way around?
Probably. I think so. Yeah. It had to have happened.
At some point.
Yeah. It's fucked up to think about, but like, yeah. And it's just so common, all of the other species.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you think that humans, really ancient humans, knew that Neanderthals were different species or they just thought they were really ugly or something?
No, for sure. Because Neanderthal, like, could run really fast and humans couldn't.
What? I thought they ran slow.
No. They ran fast.
They were like ambush.
They ran fast. They couldn't run far.
Because
that's the difference between us and them. It's like our foot.
Yeah.
Because we can run long distance. Neanderthal can't. And that's technically maybe why we survived.
We're able to,
Ice Age, because they can't.
Because we ran away from ice for a long time.
Well, you got all all the animals they'd hunt.
Going into grazing animals.
And you still see traces of that today, the endurance hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't do that when you're a Neanderthal because you can't run long.
Yeah.
It's like, So we ate them. We ate that shit up. ain't gonna let you go to waste. It was perfect because then they all just like froze. We just froze them until Ice Age was finally over. And I'm like, all right, I gotta get the last ones from 20 years ago.
Pull them out of the fridge.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, they probably ate them.
Oh. All right, yeah, so speaking of
Falcons,
eating.
Falcons eat pigeons.
So, you know, these people that raise, you know, the pigeons and pay a ton of money for them get really pissed when like a falcon or a hawk eats
the bird. Just like, wait, before you eat me, let me just roll around a little bit.
Let me just do a somersault.
So tumblers were fucked.
Wait, no, but I'm fancy.
They didn't know enough tricks. So, yeah. You gotta like keep a falcon on its toes.
What do you think the falcon thinks when it sees one of the fancy breeds?
That's going to taste so much better. Really? Look at all the tricks it knows.
What about the utility breeds?
Utility? It's just like eating, I don't know, McDonald's or something.
Yeah, like McDonald's
weird
chicken
nugget. Yeah. And it's like, ugh.
So the utility breeds, they are also used for like training like falcons and hawks. You know, people that do like falconry and stuff like that. They use... These poor utility breeds are just, you know, like bait for them and stuff.
They only fly a certain speed because they know they'll get them. Yeah. Jesus, man.
A little sad. You know, it's like feeding your, I don't know, snake, mice or something like that.
That's
basically.
So bad.
Yeah.
My sister, she had a boyfriend who had a snake and he was out of town and he got all these mice delivered, I guess. And my dad was like, you can't feed it. You can't. And so we let the mice go. Which is really fucked up because they're white mice. They're fucked. Like, it's going to get eaten by, like, a falcon. Or a bigger mouse. Bigger velocimouse. You know what I mean?
Did you just, like, let them go in the backyard
or
something?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So fucked up. And it's like, whenever we would have, like, the mice get stuck on the glue trap.
Yeah.
I'd like slowly pry him off as a kid and let him free.
Yeah, glue traps are terrible.
Oh, so bad, dude. Sorry.
I mean, we are talking about like predation and stuff like that.
I mean,
that,
like, but... you're like training a bird that you shouldn't be training. Like, to fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just like let him be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's like I'd be like birds in cages. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I agree, man.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what domestic pigeons are, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess they do let them fly around and stuff, but...
It's like, and that happened when we were in Brazil. One of our neighbors had a bunch of parakeets.
Uh-huh.
And they sit free, but eventually they just stop flying away. And then now at nighttime, he puts them away to sleep, you know? And, like, he's like, these birds, they just stay here now. They just like it, you know?
Like they were wild.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, yeah, all the green parakeets.
Yeah.
They're all flying. No, not only just are those there, but there's like other wild ones, like six or seven of them flying around. They're all living their lives, and there's just those ones just chilling. Like, they like domesticated themselves.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Dang.
But it was like, I could see that
kind
of being cool because they're outside all day.
Yeah.
And he just, like, feeds them. They're just chilling. They don't fly away.
Yeah, yeah.
So weird, but...
That is weird.
Owning a falcon, I mean, unless... I don't know. It's...
Yeah.
It would be cool, but,
I mean, yeah.
It's really cool, but, like, I guarantee you some of your bird fans are like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's like, well, let it go.
I mean, there's a lot that have been, like, you know, born into captivity and blah, blah, blah. That argument, but, like, yeah, no, I feel you, man. There's definitely an ethical issue there. And maybe
especially if it's, like, an endangered species. So if you have an endangered species and they're born into captivity, it's like you're not even contributing to the endangered, like
there's more
unendangering them. Yeah.
Like there's more tigers kept as pets in the U.S. than there are in the wild in the whole entire world. Have you heard that? Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, it's like the Tiger King show.
I know, dude. This shit's sad. All right, we're moving on.
Can't believe they made that show. And it's like,
the Tiger King?
And like they just made all this money and these poor animals. It's like, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude,
we
have an issue in the States with that.
Yeah,
it's like if it's not hunting them, it's like that. It's like keep making them pets. And I mean, pet pigeon, I get it. There's so many of them fuckers everywhere.
Yeah, pet pigeon sounds kind of like nothing compared to a pet tiger.
Yeah, you know, if you have to have a captive bird, let it be a pigeon.
Let it be a pigeon, please.
Yeah, I get it.
So, Ricky, just to kind of give you an idea, you know, when I say people are trying to protect these birds, it's because they put a lot of time into, you know, raising and training them, but also there's a lot of money in this, too.
It's a money game, huh?
It's a money game.
So they moneyballed it.
Money birds. Money birds. The most expensive pigeon ever sold was a Belgian racing pigeon called Armando, who sold for $1.4 million to a Chinese businessman.
Armando.
Armando. $1.4 million, man.
And it wasn't a baseball player. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, I know, dude. There's like...
That's like a... Yeah, that's straight up, that's like a decent baseball salary, right?
I know. Yeah, there's sports players getting paid less than this pigeon. Oh. They must pamper that pigeon. It probably gets like little pigeon massages.
They probably treat it like shit, bro.
No, no.
They're like, I know it's worth that much. I don't care.
No, poor Armando.
Humans suck, bro. Like... That pigeon probably had one good race and they fucking shot it in the head.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, got your wings broken, you're dead.
Well, probably.
I don't know, man. You know, like, shoot the horse.
Yeah, if it breaks its leg.
It's like, dude, let it not let it heal and let it fucking go free and live a life out of captivity.
Yeah.
And then shoot it. It's like, what the fuck?
There was some horse that broke its leg and they, like, let it heal.
Oh, one horse.
Just one horse.
Like, yeah, for the maybe, gram. Maybe it was like for one of those like Facebook, like, yeah, the more you know videos that are fucking probably fake as shit.
That, like, maybe Armando, like, the boomers that post. Pigeon.
Oh, that lovely horse.
Hey, that's like half our audience right there, man.
Oh, really? Well, just to let you guys know, this shit's fake as fuck. That Lifetime Network horse healing bullshit. They shoot him in the head.
That Hallmark Channel.
That Hallmark Channel lie. Them horses do not survive.
Wait, not everybody falls in love on Christmas?
No.
That's what the Hallmark Channel told me.
Nah, dude, horses get shot on Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Wow, that's a sad
Sorry,
holiday.
So Armando.
So Armando, the $1.4 million
I'm just dark on it. We're talking about birds in captivity, and I'm just dark on human beings.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just like, fuck them.
What if? How about the first pigeons in America? Yeah, we're geographically
the pure pigeons,
the pure blood, the pilgrim pigeons,
the
Puritan pigeons. Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah,
there
thank you very much.
What about so it was yep, Plymouth, but also Jamestown. And those are definitely not Puritan pigeons.
Oh, no. They were like the...
No. Cannibal pigeons.
Cannibal. Tobacco
Jamestown
rolling.
Was messed up, man.
Jamestown?
Yeah.
OG Jamestown? Like the first...
Yeah, like the first Jamestown settlement.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they were like eating each other and stuff. Yes. Have you never heard this?
News to me.
There was a dude who... This is like super messed up.
Oh!
There was a dude who killed his pregnant wife and ate her.
That...
At Jamestown.
That happened in... That happened in Plymouth, too.
In Plymouth, also? Yeah, I thought Plymouth, they were, like, hanging out with the
Native
Americans.
No,
and...
Nope, that's a Plymouth story. There's a book I'm reading called 1491, Before Christopher
yeah,
Columbus.
Yeah, 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 I love that book.
The writer,
it's a really good book.
The writer, he's like, I always grew up knowing I was a relative of a fucking... It's not entirely true, but he's from Plymouth. Because he talks about, what's his name? That one Native American,
Squanto?
Not Squanto, it's another one.
Such
a good book,
man.
Bro. But yeah.
It is a good book. Yeah.
I mean, that probably happened in Jamestown, too. English people were pretty fucked up. Yeah. I mean, and they talk about that book. The natives were like these fucking unwieldy looking Europeans that are dirty.
Yeah.
They use handkerchiefs, they blow their nose in this handkerchief and they put it all back in their pockets.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
And they're not taking baths and stuff.
Yeah, they're
like,
filthy people.
Yeah.
So yeah, would not totally put it past them.
And then they bring these
murder their
birds over with them, these pigeons.
Oh, these fucking
and then,
pigeons. Bare knuckle pigeon fights, bro. Like, yeah, the real dirty birds, man.
So yeah, so all North American pigeons kind of you know, not just from Plymouth and Jamestown, but also, you know, subsequent, you know, Europeans coming over, bringing them. But it's skewed towards the English and Scottish pigeon, domesticated pigeon breeds. So then when they, you know, escaped in the wild and became, you know, our feral pigeons that we see in cities today, they come from genetic stock that is specifically from, you know, England. So there's actually a very big genetic difference between North American pigeons, and probably South American too, I guess, and, you know, pigeons in the rest of the world.
But with that being said, you're saying that those pigeons are of English descent. North American pigeons. Or you mean pigeons that are North American descent?
Well, I mean, you know, they're not native here, so they were brought over first. Oh, yes. And they were, yeah. And, like, no, it's called, like, the founder effect. So, like, you know, like...
The founder titan, bro. You watch Attack on Titan?
Yes. Sorry.
You
were talking about, like, big people eating little people. I was about to reference that show earlier.
Y'all watch Attack on Titan? This shit's not as good anymore. It, like, never ends. No. The final season.
It was really only, like, the first, like, season.
The first two seasons are class. The rest is like, all right, y'all.
Yeah. When, like, the big one with no skin shows up and you're like, what's going on?
Colossal Titan.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. But then it just gets... It just gets so big.
They changed the animator and they changed all this stuff. It's like, why would you... Who does that? I guess... Anyway,
the founder effect.
Yeah, the founder effect.
So founder effect is like, you know, if you and me went to an island and had children at the island, not together, but they would all, you know, look like us, and then everyone on that island would, like, be like us, you know? And so, like, that's the founder effect, is, like, one individual in, like, a new, you know, environment, like, creates a population that, you know, is very similar to them, versus, like, over a wider distance, you know, like, there's much more genetic mixing and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's the founder effect, is, you know, the English... brought over their pigeons, their English pigeons, and, you know, those are the ones that, you know, went loose in North America, so now all the North American pigeons are kind of like English.
Okay, so we are speaking of English pigeons.
Yes.
Being the pigeons of North and South America.
Yeah, South America, maybe there's some Spanish pigeons that got brought over too, maybe some Portuguese pigeons.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah.
And we also talked...
I would assume they're all pretty similar, because they're all Gallic people, right?
Yeah. But remember the last episode, we talked about that pigeon that flew from Spain to Brazil.
Yeah, so very cool.
There may be a little bit of genetic...
Hey, mixing. I thought they spoke Spanish over here!
Hey, why they speaking Portuguese?
What the fuck? Fucking flying here.
I'm flying here.
Yo, what you speaking this Brazilian language? What's up with that? But yeah, that's cool, man. Cool stuff.
Cuckoo. Cool. Pigeons.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
What are you writing a Beatles song over here?
Cuckoo, ca-choo. I'm the Eggman.
Hell yeah.
So, speaking of these city pigeons, so technically city pigeons are called feral pigeons, rather than, like, wild pigeons. Wild pigeons would refer to the ones that, like, still, you know, nest in rocks and colonies in the old world. But, like, in reality, there's really not any wild pigeons anymore because they interbreed a lot with the feral pigeons. So, like, it's...
Feral.
It's just a mess.
That's just, like, a fucked up name. They're just city feral pigeons.
Yeah.
They're not feral at all. They're actually quite relaxed. And you can get close as fuck to them and they won't move until the last minute. You know?
Yeah, just because they're used to people.
They're not feral. Whoever decided that's a dick.
I decided it.
You decided it? I figured. Wild pigeon. Wild as hell.
Feral pigeons tend to be darker in color than than the wild pigeons.
Call them dark pigeons. Whatever.
And
feral is not the word.
There's some theories on this that it's like might be related to like pollution or or it might be like evolutionary, like have you ever heard of like Kettleman's experiment with the gypsy moss? Or not gypsy moss. I don't know. I forget what type of moth it was. Anyway, this is like
traveling moth.
No, this is like a famous experiment where this dude like noticed that moss near, you know, this is like during the Industrial Revolution in Britain where they're just like
just
burning everything
God.
Yeah, everything is smog. And he noticed that near cities, moths were darker in color than they were out in the countryside.
Moss. Oh, I thought you said moth.
Moths. That's a weird word.
They were just covered in fucking shit.
Well, no, they were like selecting to be darker because they blended in better with all the smog.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Well, so if you live in the Lower East Side of New York City, near the Williamsburg Bridge, which I used to, after noon, you go on your windowsill and there's just this layer of soot.
Ew.
From all the cars getting stuck on the bridge in traffic.
Oh, dude, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine that times a million because everything was burning.
Yeah.
Like people's beds had engines in them, fucking in England. Fucking. Ugh.
Tally ho.
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, man.
Speaking of corrosive stuff, pigeon shit is a big problem.
It's really bad.
Actually, it's not their shit, actually. It's their piss that's the problem.
It's the piss, yeah.
Yeah, so birds, you know, birds, like, don't pee-pee like we do.
You said pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Hey, say hi to your Nino.
Hi, me.
What an idiot.
Hey, I'm touching your weenus.
Touch me?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so you know, birds, like, you know, they don't pee liquid pee. Like, they concentrate their urine into uric acid. That's the Lord. You know, when you see bird shit, there's like the black and the white. It's like yin and yang.
It's all together.
So the
yin and yang, baby.
So the white is the uric acid. Mm-hmm. And then the black is, you know, the poop.
Oh my god. Those birds are amazing. That's amazing.
So the uric acid, obviously, it's acid. So, like, that's the corrosive part. The poop's just poop. Like, you know, it's not going to hurt anybody. Well, the disease it carries
Just let it be.
But the uric acid, you know, I mean, that will corrode cars and buildings statues.
Yeah, like, they shit all over my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's especially bad if they're starving, because then they won't poop. They'll just pee. They'll just do the uric acid with no stool mixed in it, which makes it, like, extra corrosive.
Oh, it's just pure.
And a bunch of pigeons are obviously starving because they're kind of, like, you know, overpopulated in the cities that they're in. And, yeah, and, you know, they're fighting over trash and stuff.
Get some more founder titans out there.
Yeah, some more peregrine falcons.
Jeez, dude. You know, there are a lot. And people do feed the pigeons. I think we talked about that.
Yeah. But they're not feeding them good stuff. They're feeding them bread, which is, like, actually bad for them.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, no nutrition.
Yeah. And they'll eat anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor little buddies.
I know.
There are a lot of pigeons.
You gotta feel bad for them.
There are a lot of pigeons. Yeah, it's weird.
But, yeah. No, it's definitely.
Man, that sucks. Yeah, well, the area where these pigeons come down to my apartment, they shouldn't be doing that. Usually they have a pigeon net, so the pigeons don't go down there. But there's just shit. I mean, or piss shit. This new formula of piss shit combination. It's just everywhere. And, yeah, like, you know, outside the windowsill of different apartments, you see it. It's just fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's just there. No one's going to clean that up.
Guano.
It looks like that. Yeah. Is it called guano?
I mean, that's when there's, like, a big deposit of it. Yeah, it's called guano.
It's guano-y.
Yeah.
It's gross.
You use it for fertilizer.
And it could get you sick, right?
So there are some diseases. I was looking at, you know, since I'm a doctor, I was looking into a lot of the diseases. You know, there's some that, like, you know, are well known to, like, cause disease to humans from pigeons. Histoplasmosis, this fungus, is known, like, to be, you know, in pigeon shit. There's also, like, a couple other ones.
Histoplasmosis.
Yeah, there's
like Osmosis Jones, baby. That's like his arch nemesis, man.
I'm
Histo. Bill Murray's just covered in bird shit. It's me. Histosis Jones.
Yeah. Histosis.
Your evil twin brother.
There's also a fungi called Cryptococcus. There's a bacteria called Chlamydophila.
This sounds like
pistachio.
This could totally all be in an Osmosis Jones comic book, my guy. Like, what the fuck?
Get working on it, dude.
I know. If I get right, I do it.
But these are
I can't
like
write. I don't know how.
Mino writes.
Mino. Well, I can speak fine. Come on, doctor.
I'm very eloquent.
Yeah. I can express myself fine.
But once I start writing,
it's just the hand just falls over constantly. I mean, I know how to write. My hands are just shaking.
Oh, my hands are shaky. Take another drink of beer. I don't know. Alcohol withdrawal joke, I guess.
Oh, Lord!
I'm getting dark, too,
you
I
know,
guess.
You know, I do write better when I'm wasted. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, about diseases in birds. So, pigeons, there are 60 different, like, pathogens that can potentially affect humans that have been found in their droppings.
60.
But only 7 have ever been documented to actually transmit to humans, and really, you don't have much to worry about unless, you know, you're immunocompromised.
Okay.
There is something called bird fancier's lung from those fancy pigeons.
Oh, yeah. People are just, like, sucking on fancy pigeons. You know, like, weird animal owners do the weirdest shit to their fucking animal.
So this
they're just,
is
like, just sucking on their butts. Just, like, accepting all the germs.
Why is it always butts?
I don't know, man. Because they poop. Because their poop comes poop. From.
Okay, so this is caused from inhaling
like
their poop.
Motherfucker, I'm just telling you. I fucking know it. I
you're
know
right.
There's people out there.
You're right.
If you're a birder okay. listening to this podcast and you suck on, if you own a bird, fuck you. If you own any bird and you suck on its ass, fuck you more. I mean, you're going to get what you get. You're going to get what's coming to you. And yeah, so this is a heavy episode, all right? Yeah. You better rethink what you're doing, alright?
Don't suck on birds' butts.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do that.
Really, the biggest threat with pigeon disease, though, comes from pigeons giving disease to other birds. That's really the big problem here. Like, especially West Nile virus is a big problem. Like, lots of pigeons harbor the virus, and then they'll give it to wild bird species and you know, kill them.
Is that why they're feral?
That's why they're feral.
Mm, okay, I get it. No.
Yeah. None of the other birds want to hang out with them.
No,
they got
that's fair.
Disease.
They're wearing masks and shit.
Yeah. And then also they have a lot of parasites, too.
Jeez.
They
live in shit, right? Pigeons in general or city pigeons?
Feral pigeons. So I found a study from Iran where out of 180
Iran.
Pigeons... Iran.
Iran.
Iran. I found a study out of Iran where out of 180 pigeons surveyed, 40% had some kind of parasitic worm and 80% of them had some kind of tick, lice, or mite infestation. So, yeah, they all pretty much have...
They are rats. They're rats, but they're living totally fine with it. They're like, oh, yeah, this is my buddy George.
Well, actually, Enrique, this isn't just the feral pigeons. Like, I read a lot of stuff about, you know, people's, you know... prized fancy pigeons, you know, will get these parasitic infections and just like die.
Well, yeah, because you're sucking on their ass. And you have that.
So what,
too.
you think the birds getting it from the people?
I think people who own birds probably do weird shit with them because you're a fucking psycho for owning a bird.
Just let it free.
You know, they talk to them and shit.
Just let
lonely.
The mice go in the
they
backyard.
They never go outside. Like, oh, I just know it. I know it. I know that they're giving them. And then the bird dies and they're like, you know, you did this. You did this to the bird. Okay?
Poor bird.
I know. Poor
you
bird.
You deserve it.
Sorry. See it every time.
All right. Let's talk about some pigeon intelligence. So... as much as we've been talking bad about them in this episode with all the diseases and bird butts and stuff.
I'm not talking bad about them. I'm talking about bad about the people. Bad people. I don't kill people. No, wait, what is it?
Wait, what?
Guns don't kill people. I kill people.
That seems like a t-shirt I would see at Walmart.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't kill birds. Parasites do? I don't
parasites
know. But
do.
It's like what a
that
fancy bird owner
owns. That
doesn't
work as a t-shirt, yeah.
Because they can't accept that they own a bird. No, that's actually killing the bird.
A bird that they paid $1.4 million
yeah,
for.
They are the death of the bird.
So pigeons feature pretty prominently in like early psychology. B.F. Skinner, who did like all those famous operant conditioning experiments. He used pigeons a lot, and I mean, you know, there's a couple reasons for that. You know, they're easy to keep in captivity, obviously, but they are really smart and they'll learn tasks very easily. We talked early in last episode about the how they can be trained to like respond to show that they can detect magnetic fields. Also, they've been taught like to differentiate different types of art. There was an experiment where pigeons were taught to differentiate between Picasso and Monet artwork. So that's between like Cubism and Impressionist. Like they literally had like they had buttons they would press for like Cubism or Impressionist.
Really?
And yeah, they would put a picture of art up in front of them, whether it was like Monet or Picasso, and they were able to get it right.
It was Monet and Picasso similar?
I mean, that's Impressionism, Monet's right? Impressionist, so it's like realism, I guess, and then like, you know, Picasso's Picasso.
Oh, so that's not Impressionism?
No, I have no idea. It's a bunch of, it's like Cubism, I guess, or whatever. You know, you know Picasso.
I know what it looks like. I don't know the name.
Yeah.
I would assume Impressionism, right? Because it's his impression of...
It's his impression of his
reality.
Stuff.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
No, Monet is like, you know, painting stuff like it is, and then, you know,
Picasso. Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not hard.
But, I mean, there's a pigeon, dude. Come on.
What's up, dude?
Hey, do you want to be on the podcast?
You're live?
Yeah, we're live.
Live.
How do you feel about pigeon? This is Rick Senior.
We got a special guest.
Pigeons are rats that fly.
Dad. What do you think about doves? What do you think about doves?
Doves?
Yeah.
The soap?
No, the bird.
I don't know. I don't have a dove.
But you have an opinion about pigeons.
But I fed the same bird, motherfucker. I threw a 10-ounce rotten filet of mignon up to the pigeon. Up to the
pigeon?
No, in Atlantic City. Or Wildwood when I was chef there.
Oh, New Jersey. The thing not went good.
Womp, and just... Because they have no internals. They just sucked
they
it.
They have no internals, y'all.
I swear to God, it was a big piece of meat, man.
Oh, it was a filet?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like 8 ounces.
Yeah. Can you shut it off, man?
I don't know
how long you're going to be here.
What? He's like, shut it off. He's like, I left you a bowl of soup. I was like, I thought he was going to say something bad.
I was like, oh my God, I'm trying to like regret being born.
I know. Shut off the mic. Oh, okay. That is like the nicest thing ever. Why would you?
I don't want to be seen as nice. People need to fear me.
So Ricky, also in this experiment, they flipped the artwork upside down. The pigeons were no longer able to identify Monet, but they were still able to identify Picasso.
Well, yeah, sure. Okay, that makes...
It makes sense.
That makes it more interesting, too.
Yeah. I mean, Picasso, his art's already, like, kind of
You can flip
up.
It anyway.
Yeah, you flip it and...
Well, that's the whole thing. He flips it upside down on its head, you know?
It's a new... Yeah, he flips artwork upside down.
You know, he flipped the whole art world upside down on its head.
And honestly, when it comes to recognizing artwork, pigeons might be just as smart as humans.
Well,
no, really. There was an experiment where they took college students and
college art students.
Well, I don't know what their major was.
Fucking health sciences, bro.
Yeah, I'm
on the football team, bro. Health sciences for life.
So they put pigeons head to head with college students on differentiating Van Gogh from Chagall paintings. I don't even know who Chagall
is. Chagall? Is that a French painter?
Here, let's... Oh, I'm not hooked up to the internet.
Where is it?
Here, let me use my
phone. No. What is Chagall? I used to work on art auctions on the cruise ships, and that name is familiar.
Oh, yeah. It almost looks like Picasso.
It almost looks like Van Gogh.
I guess it does look a little
bit. It looks
like...
that's more Picasso.
It does.
No, but the way the color is used, it looks kind of Van Gogh-y.
Yeah, he's like Picasso with more colors. But I mean, Van Gogh, like, Van Gogh's very
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh
is so obvious, like...
Yeah, Van Gogh is very obvious.
Ah, it's so beautiful, man.
Yeah.
I went to the Van Gogh Museum when I was in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
I want to go.
It was so cool.
All right, so anyway, pigeons and college students. So they basically performed the same.
really?
On differentiating Van Gogh from
Were these college students in Mississippi or college students in New York? I'm
just curious. I forget which college
where
it was.
The fuck
I
that
forget
was.
Which college.
Hi, my name's Jimmy. I go to Mizzou. Go Tigers. Have you seen that video?
Yes. Yeah, where you like can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah. That doesn't mean they're dumb. I know. It's just funny.
I mean, you could English probably play. Funny. You could probably play some New York videos for them, and they wouldn't understand what they're saying either.
Oh, all day. Yeah, for sure. No, yeah.
I'm from New York. Let's go to the Bodega Cats.
You're like holding your breath.
Hey, we don't breathe in. So. It's so bad.
It's too much
soot during rush hour. I can't breathe.
Dude, yeah, man. My dad got like hella sick. Yeah. Either, just the air, I guess. Oh, he's kind of like putting on a show.
I mean, he was, yeah, he's throwing filet mignon up at pigeons.
Yeah, that would have been fun to watch. Yeah, the air there is not great, I guess. I mean, better than most cities, if you think about it.
I guess.
Internationally speaking.
Yeah. Pigeons are superstitious. There was an experiment done
very by... superstitious. Yes, I am a pigeon. Singing this old song.
Give me some seed.
50-month-old... Squab. 20, what is it?
I don't know, man.
Cheaping at me.
So yeah, there was like a experiment B.F. Skinner did. This is a really mean experiment. Basically, he just like randomly would give the pigeon food, and the pigeons started to like think that certain movements they were doing while when the food was given was like resulting in them being given food. So like they would just start like shaking their head randomly, you know, thinking like, you know, it's like a superstition. If I shake my head long enough, like I'll get food.
Oh, that's, you know, cool.
Like, yeah.
What fucking cool bird, man.
They've been taught to read. They've been taught to play ping pong. There's like some really cool YouTube videos of this where like literally two pigeons are playing ping pong. I'm not even kidding.
So sick.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
We should put them on the US team.
Yeah. I don't know.
Finally beat those Russians. Finally beat those.
Well, isn't it like South Korea that like dominates it?
China.
It's China.
China okay. Slaps. Yeah, they're very good. Maybe I highly recommend watching ping pong in the summer games.
Yeah.
It's they're so good.
Do you think Forrest Gump could beat a pigeon?
Probably.
The U.S. Coast Guard even tried to train pigeons to be able to help locate missing people at sea, but apparently it didn't work out. I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they basically like send them off to fly around, and if you see something,
I don't,
go to this location.
Like, yeah, maybe
instead of this location.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Maybe they were doing that, but the Coast Guard sucks so bad. That they're like, yeah, there's nothing out there.
Yeah.
It's like totally like...
First, it's just drowned.
Yeah, it's like somebody totally died.
Please.
Yeah, trust me. I know these waters.
All right, here's some more cool pigeon facts. Did you know that pigeons make milk?
Yeah, the uric acid.
No, this comes from their mouth. So pigeon milk's a thing, dude. Pigeon milk is an actual thing. I talk about
dead
this...
ass, bro.
I talk about this in my Morning Dove episode a lot more, like... Several members of this family, Columbe, make milk. Also flamingos.
What is it called, John?
Milk. It's called crop milk, is what it's called. Not soy milk, not almond milk, crop milk.
Crop. Like crop top?
Yeah, like crop top, except it's crop milk.
Crop milk.
So it's made by both the mother and father make it, and basically sells slough off in their throats, and it makes us like... proteinous, fatty thing. I mean, it basically it's like milk. It's like yellow.
So instead
more than
of
white.
Instead of chewing up food, they just milk their kids.
So they do this too. They give them food
both.
Too, but they also do the milk.
Oh, that's...
And that's why they grow so fast. The squabs. That's why they're
yo fucking.
So
you get a dinner and a meal.
Yeah,
to wash it down.
Yeah, wash it down with some. It's like dessert.
Yeah, that's dope.
Dude,
I mean, it's really gross.
Though. Yeah, it's honestly, it's pretty similar to human milk. Actually,
it's even worse.
It contains a little bit more protein to fat ratio. Dude, than
don't
human
tell
options.
Gym bros that. Let me go.
Yeah, crow milk.
Oh, protein. Dude.
Protein.
Power of a crow. Oh.
You know how pigeons bob their head when they walk?
Oh yeah.
So the reason why they do this is one, it keeps their vision stabilized while they're walking. It kind of
oh,
keeps.
Oh my gosh! Oh, so that would just be nerve wracking.
It's also for like depth perception. So like our eyes, like we do these things called saccades. They're really fast. You can't...
It only happens once every 17 years.
No. What?
Are you... That's a cicada joke.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Well, there's a 17, there's 13-year cicadas, there's 7-year cicadas.
Oh, you're right. Right.
Yeah. Okay,
well, there's also for the big. I was going for the big
one. You're going for the big one.
I'm going for a big one.
Yeah, but so cicadas are when your eyes are constantly like moving back and forth really quick, and that's for like depth perception and stuff. Mm-hmm. But pigeons will like bob to kind of do the same kind of thing.
To do a slow guy. Slow one.
Yeah, they do a slow cicada. Slow one. A bob cicade.
That's cool.
And their head bobbing, the speed of it depends on how fast they're walking. So like they've done experiments with pigeons on treadmills, and you know they turn up the rate and the bob is like bop 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 like faster.
I can still see.
But there is a like there's like a terminal bob velocity. Basically.
This is the most studied bird or what? Jesus.
I know.
Oh my god, they got them on fucking treadmills next to the chickens. The chickens are just getting slaughtered. They're just looking over the pigeons like,
yeah, no one's studying chickens.
No, it's just too good to eat.
No one's paying $1.4 million for a chicken.
No way, dude.
Ricky, this is like a freaky case. So there's, I found a case of something called pigeon caudal duplication. It was a case report from Spain in 2012 where there's a male captive pigeon born with two pelvises and four legs. And yeah, so that's freaky. It had like a double body like down below.
That's sick.
Yeah.
What'd he sell for?
Well, dude, I don't know if he sold for anything, but they actually did surgery on this pigeon to remove the extra pelvis and legs, and it was like successful surgery, and it survived.
Where is this done? In like Portland, Oregon?
This is in Spain. Why are they, dude? That's what I want to know. Is like, why are they? Like, you were talking about the horse, you know, earlier. They would just like shoot
Spain
and kill.
Cares?
But dude, no, they're like doing surgery
Spain
on pigeons.
Spain cares more
like
about pigeons than migrants, bro.
Oh, let's get real.
Europe's getting real weird on that.
Yeah, it's a sad human situation there. That's true. That's true. Speaking about migrants, well, let's talk.
I mean,
about
they care more about people that have lisps. Which is their whole population.
Yeah. Venezuela. Barcelona.
Tortilla. Sorry, that's so bad.
That was terrible. At least I was actually doing a Spanish accent.
I don't really know much Spanish.
Just Portuguese.
Yeah, just São Portuguese.
How much Portuguese do you know? Can you tell me what Portuguese curse words do you know?
Porra.
What is that?
Shit. Or fuck.
What's bird?
Bird?
Yeah.
Avidi.
Avidi poha.
Bird shit? Yeah. I think you'd say poha ji or avidi.
Poha ji avidi.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, shit.
Let's talk about pigeon populations. So, all right, Ricky, how many pigeons do you think there are in the world?
120 to 140 million.
You looked at my...
I did it! Thing. 400 million, I mean.
Yeah, so there's
400? What kind of number is that?
It is a wide range. There's 120 to 400 million pigeons worldwide, which actually is kind of more on the low side, yeah?
You know, yeah.
So here's the thing, is like, pigeon populations in cities especially aren't as big as you'd think. It's just that they're very densely... Ricky, you're like ruining my audio.
I'm sorry. I'm still getting over something.
Yeah, you're still getting over your sickness.
Down with the sickness.
It's all right.
I'm going to move back here. You go ahead, bud.
No. You can come near the microphone. It's all right.
He's just jealous because I sound good.
Yeah, but you're clearing your throat.
Ooh, they love it. The people love it. Yeah, clear that throat, baby. Here's your ASMR, baby. God, this who the fuck listens to that shit?
I know. The ASMR is awful. Weird.
Somebody, it's one weird. Of my friends sent me this. Hey, can you support my friend who does ASMR? I was like, I hate this shit. I will not support your friend. Click. I'm not going to do that. Subscribe. So I can hear you like fucking play with a toy.
Play-Doh or something. Oh. Yeah, it's weird.
Dude, it's so weird. I don't know. It's not satisfying. No. I don't want to hear you drink. I don't want to hear you, especially don't want to hear you eat. Yeah. I hate the sound of anyone doing anything that's not talking.
Just everyone be quiet.
Yes. I do love my silence. I really do. I'm a grumpy bastard.
Yeah. Hey, stop laughing.
Yeah. That's my dad. I'm turning him back. Hey, wait, what are you laughing about? What are you fucking laughing about over there? Stop, cut it out.
So the pigeon populations, you know, it seems like they're everywhere in the city, but it's actually, they're just densely populated in certain areas. And like, actually per like, compared to the people ratio, it's pretty low. So like, for example, the city of Sheffield in England has a population of 500,000 people.
Half a million chefs too.
They're all chefs in Sheffield.
And fields.
Half chefs, half fields.
It's the Sheffield.
You have
people.
To be one or the other.
Yeah.
You either work in the fields or you're a chef.
Yeah, bruv.
So anyway, there's 500,000 chefs and fieldsmen in Sheffield, England.
Yes, chef.
yes, chef. But there's only 12,000 pigeons.
It's because there's no trees in England.
God, Ricky, you're dying.
This is so stupid. I find a way to make anything stupid.
Wow. I'm so surprised, Ricky, that you make everything stupid.
Oh. All right, Dr. Dickhead.
That's what my patients usually call me.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. I need my Jell-O, you prick. Come wake me up in another hour.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dickhead. I'll be taking care of you today.
I figured.
So like, honestly, you know, the pigeon to human ratio is not that big. If we went to war with pigeons, we would win.
We are at war with pigeons.
How many pigeons have you killed?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the captivity of these pigeons, giving them parasites,
how many
sucking on their
do
asses.
Do you think they have any human captives?
No, I mean, we're clearly winning.
What about the guy from Hey Arnold that the pigeons flew off with? He's probably their captive.
And Tesla.
Yeah. And, what's his, not Tesla.
Elon Musk?
No. You were talking about the
Edison?
Other guy. Yeah, Edison. Edison.
Edison's the ringleader.
Yeah, the pigeons took him.
Oh, yeah. He was just trying to fuck with Tesla all along. God, he hated that guy.
So, the reason why they're so concentrated, too, is pigeons, they like certain areas in a city. So, like, they prefer areas with the highest density of tall buildings. So this is usually, like, a downtown area or, like, a city square. Like, they specifically like tall buildings that are packed close together. Like, that is their ideal place to be. Because it, you know, mimics the rock formations that they first evolved in. And then also these areas usually have, like, fountains for water access and, you know, dumpsters for food.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
This shit's made, baby.
The presence of pigeons is actually a bioindicator that the area has poor environmental quality. But that's not a surprise.
Well, that's right down the street where I live.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's good to know.
Some areas famous for pigeons, some city squares famous for pigeons are like Square Plaza in New York City, George Square in Glasgow, and Piazza San Marco in Venice. That's pigeons in cities, pigeon populations. I'll talk about real quick about pigeon breeding. Like I said in the last episode, they're monogamous usually, but you know, sometimes they'll separate or the male will sneak off to do stuff on the side.
Sick.
Their nests suck. It's usually just like a twig or two, if that.
Burn an intern.
Yep. Yeah, because they're just trying to churn out babies. The female almost always lays two eggs, no more than that. And actually, that's because of the crop milk. They can only produce enough crop milk to support two babies.
Except that one baby I saw. Squab's dead.
Yeah, the dead
it's
squab.
It's just this flattened out poop of feathers that's still down there. It's disgusting. It's so sad, too.
It is sad.
I saw him, and it's just dead. I swear to God, sorry, his parents Ricky. Just sit there and sleep under their dead baby. Like, could you imagine that? No.
Yeah, dude.
That's terrible.
A rough life.
So, Ricky, does this line up? So, usually it takes the eggs about 19 days to hatch, and then the squabs are in the nest for, like, another 4 weeks after that.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
They get big, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they get real big. And they can have 5 broods a year if, like, the, you know, the conditions are right
for them. Going good.
Yeah. Ricky, do you know pigeon shooting used to be an Olympic sport? They probably want to fly in the Olympics these days.
All right. Yeah, it definitely didn't work in World War One. Come on. That was like Sharia Moore.
Oh, Sharami.
Yeah, dude. I'm getting back to your knowledge, my guy.
Yes, you are. You're circling back.
Yeah.
I like the callback. And then, like a lot of animals, pigeons had their role in quack and folk medicine. Even as late as 1900, pigeons were still being used in medicine. There's a scholarly journal entitled Notes and Queries out of Europe that mentions a pigeon cure.
Where are you
pointing
at?
A woman who tried
to
cure
you're pointing it so you can see.
All right, here, read
a
that.
Pigeon,
the cure involved.
The cure involved the head of the patient being shaved, and then the breast of the pigeon is ripped open by the operator, and the warm, bleeding carcass immediately applied to the skull. But what does that do? What are you curing? Like... being happy.
Everything.
This man is too happy. Let me traumatize the fuck out of him. You know, trauma really cured my headache.
Yes, I'm better. I'm better. Just don't do that again. I feel like that's like a lot of old medicine.
Yeah, like, let's just fucking fuck him up even more.
All right, and then I'll end with evolution, and then we'll do some closing thoughts here, Ricky. So, rock doves, you know, they belong to the family Columbiformes. I talk more about this in my Mourning Dove episode, if anyone's interested. This family has pigeons and doves. Fun fact I always like to throw out is, you know, dodos were actually large flightless pigeons. They're part of this family.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't know that, though.
The Columbiformes family, first of all, jeez.
That's gotta be the name of the episode! I didn't know that, dough, and then dot, dot, dot. Dope! Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Oh, I love it, that was great. Flightless pigeon.
Columbiformes are a very...
Bro, we're all just pigeons.
We're all really, just... We're all just dodos. Dude, we're just flightless pigeons. Dope.
Wow.
Columbiformes is an old family, first evolved in the Cretaceous, back when, you know, on the supercontinent Gondwana, then they spread throughout the world. They share a common ancestry with, like,
Proved they know that for a fact.
Someone was there.
Supercontinent of Gondwana, was that, like, post-Pangea?
Yeah, so...
It's like once there was
water
there.
Laurasia, Pangea split into Laurasia and Gondwana.
So and the Americas,
Gondwana is
the Americas and Africa were Gondwana,
Eurasia, South America, Africa, and Australia were Gondwana, and then Laurasia was
split
North
up like
America,
that.
Asia.
Oh, so it went like
and
like this,
Europe.
Like
it went like that.
It's scattered, then, it's literally scattered.
Yeah, yeah, crazy shit, man.
It's just so weird to think about.
Yeah, and I mean, there were still dinosaurs around, you
but
know,
it was,
when the first
But it was
doves
split up, and it had
evolved.
To go... It was probably split before that, and then it was like up here, and it came together.
Well, yeah,
it
was
split
at first, and then Pangea formed, and then it split again. Yeah, and then they're all coming back together, too, eventually.
Yeah, on the other side.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Damn, dude. Pigeons will be united again. So that's what I'm really here for. The great pigeon family reunion.
The pigeons will rise again. The
fucking tumblers will rise again. We will be the ultimate pigeon.
The ultimate pigeon.
And all rollers will die.
So in the pigeon evolution cycle, there were two major splits. There was like an Indo-Pacific clade. So, like, you know, down in India and the Pacific area. And then a whole Arctic clade, which is basically, like, Europe and stuff. A rock dove belongs to the whole Arctic clade. No surprise, because, you know, they evolved kind of, you know, around the Middle East and Asia and Europe. The genus Columba that a rock dove belongs to first evolved in Eurasia. They had a sister genus they evolved alongside called Streptopelia. And Streptopelia contains turtle doves and collared doves. Very Christmassy. Turtle doves. Two turtle doves.
I don't get it.
On the first day
of Rickmas. I don't believe Rickmas. In using doves in songs.
Yeah, that's animalist. That's, One Zoom Tree of Life, which I use, but is a bit problematic. It has rock doves evolving about 1.5 million years ago. It does line up with what I saw in some research papers. The closest relative to the rock dove is the hill dove. So just like, instead of nesting on the rocks, it's just over in the hills. The hills, man. Yeah, it's basically the exact same. Those hill people. Yeah.
Fucking hillbillies.
It's literally the exact same as the rock dove. Pigeon. Yeah, it literally just lives at higher altitudes. Like
plays banjo.
Yeah, plays banjo.
Oh, you know that. You're in West Virginia.
Yep.
All those hill doves out there.
Yeah, so that's all I got on rock doves, Ricky. On pigeons. How do you feel about them now?
Sorry, I coughed again.
Yeah, dude, you're just coughing and hacking up a lung.
I don't think... You know, I feel the same. Like, I came in feeling super great about them, and then now I just feel the same. Like, I lost all my thunder for them. At first, I was like, man, pigeons are the greatest bird ever. And I'm kind of like, pigeons are just mediocre. What's up with that?
Yeah, the last episode, though, we were like, we ended it with, like, pigeons are the marker of civilization.
I know, and now I'm like, yeah, I just kind of feel the same. All that luster was just stripped away.
I think just because we went down that rabbit hole on how dark humanity is.
Ah, yeah. So there's nothing wrong with pigeons. There's just something wrong with us.
Yeah. It's not the pigeons. It's the people.
It's totally the people. Pigeons don't hurt pigeons. People do.
People hurt pigeons. There we go. That's our t-shirt. All right. Oh, you asshole. Too slow. Didn't even high five me. I'm going to hit your belly for that. Hey!
I forgot you have headphones on.
Yeah, I know. Coughing,
like, living my life.
All right, Ricky.
Thanks for having me, bub.
Thanks for joining me on this. And do you want to give the closer, the Stay Dirty Fellow Birdies?
Stay dirty, fellow birdies.
Said with conviction.
Yes. cue the best song written ever.
And we're looking for a podcast. Yeah, well, actually, the playing. Outro is the Sidewalk Slayer.
You know, for this one, let's do a double, shall we?
We're going to do a double.
And right it's here. It's a sandwich. Come on. Are you looking for a podcast today? With ornithology and humor and praise.